perception. Now your presence is my treasure, never ending peace. And they can't keep me from your love, cause it'll never cease. So I pray you keep me, cause I can't keep myself. Protect me from my sin, I know I'm bad for my health. And I'm dying to know you wake me up and let me read. Drink your words, so if they cut me, this is what I bleed. Give me a double feature, give me a triple portion. I'm coming back for second, third, fourth, more, more. Savior's worthy. Apart from him, I'm zero, zilch, not a nothing. No point in acting like I'm somebody to prove something. Open my understanding when I read the scriptures. Instill your word inside a dark and wretched, lowly sinner. Make me acquainted with your covenants and perfect plans. Humble me by showing me the world is in your hands. Lead me in the truth, wisdom, revelation. Apply your blood to my dirty soul for salvation. And help me believe.
Teacher, as we finish up the book of First Chronicles, we thank God for each and every one of you who have tuned in. We ask that you let someone else know about this Bible reading class. This evening we will open with prayer, and following prayer, we will begin the Bible reading portion of the class. After that, we will open the phone lines for you to answer the review questions or just make comments. All you have to do is press 1 to enter the host queue. And you can find the review questions at rfcm.org. And remember, we ask you please keep all background noise to zero. Now let us pray. Father God, we thank you as we come together this evening to read and study your word, to advance your kingdom, Father. And we pray that this class this evening is pleasing to you. For these things in Jesus' name, amen. This evening we will listen to 1 Chronicles chapter 25 through 29, and we'll see you on the other side.
Chronicles 25. David, together with the commanders of the army, set apart some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun for the ministry of prophesying accompanied by harps, lyres, and cymbals. Here is the list of the men who performed this service. From the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asarelah. The sons of Asaph were under the supervision of Asaph, who prophesied under the king's supervision. As for Jeduthun, from his sons, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshaiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, six in all, under the supervision of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied using the harp in thanking and praising the Lord. As for Heman, from his sons, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shubael, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gedaltai, and Romamtai, Ezer, Joshbekesha, Melothai, Hothir, and Mahaziah. All these were sons of Heman, the king's seer. They were given him through the promises of God to exalt him. God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these men were under the supervision of their father for the music of the temple of the Lord, with cymbals, lyres, and harps, for the ministry at the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the supervision of the king, along with their relatives, all of them trained and skilled in music for the Lord. They numbered 288. Young and old alike, teacher as well as student, cast lots for their duties. The first lot, which was for Asaph, fell to Joseph, his sons and relatives, 12. The second to Gedaliah, him and his relatives and sons, 12. The third to Zakur, his sons and relatives, 12. The fourth to Izri, his sons and relatives, 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and relatives, 12. The sixth to Bukiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The seventh to Jesarela, his sons and relatives, 12. The eighth to Jeshaiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and relatives, 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons and relatives, 12. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and relatives, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 13th to Shubael, his sons and relatives, 12. The 14th to Mattathiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, his sons and relatives, 12. The 16th to Hananiah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 17th to Joshbekesha, his sons and relatives, 12. The 18th to Hanani, his sons and relatives, 12. The 19th to Melothai, his sons and relatives, 12. The 20th to Eliatha, his sons and relatives, 12. The 21st to Hothir, his sons and relatives, 12. The 22nd to Gedaltai, his sons and relatives, 12. The 23rd to Mahaziah, his sons and relatives, 12. The 24th to Romamtai Ezer, his sons and relatives, 12. 1 Chronicles 26. The divisions of the gatekeepers. From the Korahites, Mishelemiah, son of Kor, one of the sons of Asaph. Mishelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediael the second, Zebediah the third, Jabneel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, and Elionai the seventh. Obed-Edom also had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sakar the fourth, Nethanel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Pulatai the eighth, for God had blessed Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom's son Shemaiah also had sons, who were leaders in their father's family, because they were very capable men. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, his relatives Elihu and Semachiah were also able men. All these were descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their relatives were capable men with the strength to do the work. Descendants of Obed-Edom, 62 in all. Meshelemiah had sons and relatives who were able men, 18 in all. Hosa the Merarite had sons. Shimri the first, although he was not the firstborn, his father had appointed him the first. Hilkiah the second, Tabaliah the third, and Zechariah the fourth. The sons and relatives of Hosa were 13 in all. These divisions of the gatekeepers through their leaders had duties for ministering in the temple of the Lord, just as their relatives had. Lots were cast for each gate, according to their families, young and old alike. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then lots were cast for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor, and the lot for the north gate fell to him. The lot for the south gate fell to Obed-Edom, and the lot for the storehouse fell to his sons. The lots for the west gate and the Shaleketh gate on the upper road fell to Shupim and Hosa. Guard was alongside of guard. There were 6 Levites a day on the east, 4 a day on the north, 4 a day on the south, and 2 at a time at the storehouse. As for the court to the west, there were 4 at the road and 2 at the court itself. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers, who were descendants of Korah and Merari. Their fellow Levites were in charge of the treasuries of the house of God and the treasuries for the dedicated things. The descendants of Ladan, who were Gershonites through Ladan, and who were heads of families belonging to Ladan the Gershonite, were Jehieli, the sons of Jehieli, Zepham, and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the treasuries of the temple of the Lord. From the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzelites, Shubael, a descendant of Gershon, son of Moses, was the official in charge of the treasuries. His relatives through Eleazar, Rehabiah his son, Jeshaiah his son, Joram his son, Zichri his son, and Shelemith his son. Shelemith and his relatives were in charge of all the treasuries for the things dedicated by King David, by the heads of families who were the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and by the other army commanders. Some of the plunder taken in battle they dedicated for the repair of the temple of the Lord, and everything dedicated by Samuel the seer, and by Saul son of Kish, Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zeruiah, and all the other dedicated things were in the care of Shilameth and his relatives. From the Izharites, Kenaniah and his sons were assigned duties away from the temple as officials and judges over Israel. From the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 able men, were responsible in Israel west of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the king's service. As for the Hebronites, Jeriah was their chief according to the genealogical records of their families. In the 40th year of David's reign, a search was made in the records, and capable men among the Hebronites were found at Jazer in Gilead. Jeriah had 2,700 relatives who were able men and heads of families, and King David put them in charge of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh for every matter pertaining to God and for the affairs of the king. 1 Chronicles 27. This is the list of the Israelites, heads of families, commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and their officers, who served the king and all that concerned the army divisions that were on duty month by month throughout the year. Each division consisted of 24,000 men. In charge of the first division for the first month was Jehashbiam, son of Zabdiel. There were 24,000 men in his division. He was a descendant of Perez and chief of all the army officers for the first month. In charge of the division for the second month was Dodai, the Ahohite. Mikloth was the leader of his division. There were 24,000 men in his division. The third army commander for the third month was Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, the priest. He was chief, and there were 24,000 men in his division. This was the Benaiah who was a mighty warrior among the 30 and was over the 30. His son Amizabad was in charge of his division. The fourth for the fourth month was Azahel, the brother of Joab. His son Zebadiah was his successor. There were 24,000 men in his division. The fifth for the fifth month was the commander Shamhath, the Izrahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The sixth for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikish, the Tekoite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The seventh for the seventh month was Helez, the Polonite, an Ephraimite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The eighth for the eighth month was Sibachai, the Hushathite, a Zerahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The ninth for the ninth month was Abiezer the Anathothite, a Benjamite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The tenth for the tenth month was Maharai the Netophathite, a Zerahite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The 11th for the 11th month was Benaiah, a Pirathonite, an Ephraimite. There were 24,000 men in his division. The 12th for the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophathite, from the family of Othniel. There were 24,000 men in his division. The leaders of the tribes of Israel, over the Reubenite, Eleazar, son of Zichri, over the Simeonite, Shephatiah, son of Makkah, over Levi, Hashabah, son of Kemuel, over Aaron, Zadok, over Judah, Elihu, a brother of David, over Issachar, Omri, son of Michael, over Zebulun, Ishmaiah, son of Obadiah, over Naphtali, Jeremoth, son of Azrael, over the Ephraimites, Hoshea, son of Azariah, over half the tribe of Manasseh, Joel, son of Pedaiah, over the half tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Edo, son of Zechariah, over Benjamin, Jaziel, son of Abner, over Dan, Azarel, son of Jeroham. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. David did not take the number of the men 20 years old or less, because the Lord had promised to make Israel as numerous as the stars in the sky. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began to count the men but did not finish. God's wrath came on Israel on account of this numbering, and the number was not entered in the book of the annals of King David. Asmaveth, son of Adiel, was in charge of the royal storehouses. Jonathan, son of Uzziah, was in charge of the storehouses in the outlying districts, in the towns, the villages, and the watchtowers. Ezra, son of Caleb, was in charge of the workers who farmed the land. Shimei, the Ramathite, was in charge of the vineyards. Zabdi, the Shifmite, was in charge of the produce of the vineyards for the wine vats. Baal-Hanan, the Gederite, was in charge of the olive and sycamore fig trees in the western foothills. Joash was in charge of the supplies of olive oil. Shitri, the Sharonite, was in charge of the herds grazing in Sharon. Shaphat, son of Adlai, was in charge of the herds in the valleys. Obil, the Ishmaelite, was in charge of the camels. Jediah, the Meronothite, was in charge of the donkeys. Jaziz, the Hagrite, was in charge of the flocks. All these were the officials in charge of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a man of insight, and a scribe. Jehiel, son of Hachmonai, took care of the king's sons. Ahithophel was the king's counselor. Hushai, the Archite, was the king's confidant. Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and by Abiathar. Joab was the commander of the royal army. 1 Chronicles 28. David summoned all the officials of Israel to assemble at Jerusalem, the officers over the tribes, the commanders of the divisions in the service of the king, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of all the property and livestock belonging to the king and his sons, together with the palace officials, the warriors, and all the brave fighting men. King David rose to his feet and said, "Listen to me, my fellow Israelites, my people. I had it in my heart to build a house as a place of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, for the footstool of our God, and I made plans to build it. But God said to me, 'You are not to build a house for my name, because you are a warrior and have shed blood. Yet the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from my whole family to be king over Israel forever. He chose Judah as leader, and from the tribe of Judah he chose my family, and from my father's sons he was pleased to make me king over all Israel. Of all my sons, and the Lord has given me many, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. He said to me, 'Solomon, your son, is the one who will build my house and my courts. For I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. I will establish his kingdom forever if he is unswerving in carrying out my commands and laws, as is being done at this time. So now I charge you in the sight of all Israel, and of the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, be careful to follow all the commands of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and pass it on as an inheritance to your descendants forever. And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house as the sanctuary. Be strong and do the work. Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, its inner rooms, and the place of atonement. He gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord, and all the surrounding rooms, for the treasuries of the temple of God, and for the treasuries for the dedicated things. He gave him instructions for the divisions of the priests and Levites, and for all the work of serving in the temple of the Lord, as well as for all the articles to be used in its service. He designated the weight of gold for all the gold articles to be used in various kinds of service, and the weight of silver for all the silver articles to be used in various kinds of service. The weight of gold for the gold lampstands and their lamps, with the weight for each lampstand and its lamps, and the weight of silver for each silver lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each lampstand, the weight of gold for each table for consecrated bread, the weight of silver for the silver tables, the weight of pure gold for the forks, sprinkling bowls, and pitchers, the weight of gold for each gold dish, the weight of silver for each silver dish, and the weight of the refined gold for the altar of incense. He also gave him the plan for the chariot, that is, the cherubim of gold that spread their wings and overshadowed the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this, David said, I have in writing as a result of the Lord's hand on me. And he enabled me to understand all the details of the plan. David also said to Solomon his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. The divisions of the priests and Levites are ready for all the work on the temple of God, and every willing person skilled in any craft will help you in all the work. The officials and all the people will obey your every command. 1 Chronicles 29. Then King David said to the whole assembly, my son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great, because this palatial structure is not for man, but for the Lord God. With all my resources I have provided for the temple of my God, gold for the gold work, silver for the silver, bronze for the bronze, iron for the iron, and wood for the wood, as well as onyx for the settings, turquoise, stones of various colors, and all kinds of fine stone and marble, all of these in large quantities. Besides, in my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasures of gold and silver for the temple of my God over and above everything I have provided for this holy temple. 3,000 talents of gold, gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver for the overlaying of the walls of the buildings, for the gold work and the silver work, and for all the work to be done by the craftsmen. Now, who is willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord's day? Then the leaders of families, the officers of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly. They gave toward the work on the temple of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 darics of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Anyone who had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord in the custody of Jehiel the Gershonite. The people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power. and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. We are foreigners and strangers in your sight, as were all our ancestors. Our days on earth are like a shadow, without hope. Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a temple for your holy name comes from your hand, and all of it belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things I have given willingly and with honest intent. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. Lord, the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep these desires and thoughts in the hearts of your people forever, and keep their hearts loyal to you. And give my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion to keep your commands, statutes, and decrees, and to do everything to build the palatial structure for which I have provided. Then David said to the whole assembly, praise the Lord your God. So they all praised the Lord, the God of their fathers. They bowed down, prostrating themselves before the Lord and the king. The next day they made sacrifices to the Lord and presented burnt offerings to him, 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 male lambs, together with their drink offerings and other sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. They ate and drank with great joy in the presence of the Lord that day. Then they acknowledged Solomon, son of David, as king a second time, anointing him before the Lord to be ruler and Zadok to be priest. So Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king in place of his father David. He prospered, and all Israel obeyed him, all the officers and warriors, as well as all of King David's sons pledged their submission to King Solomon. The Lord highly exalted Solomon in the sight of all Israel and bestowed on him royal splendor such as no king over Israel ever had before. David, son of Jesse, was king over all Israel. He ruled over Israel 40 years, 7 in Hebron and 33 in Jerusalem. He died at a good old age, having enjoyed long life, wealth, and honor. His son Solomon succeeded him as king. As for the events of King David's reign, from beginning to end, they are written in the records of Samuel the seer, the records of Nathan the prophet, and the records of Gad the seer, together with the details of his reign and power, and the circumstances that surrounded him and Israel and the kingdoms of all the other lands.
All right. That concludes the reading portion of the class. Now we'll get ready to answer review questions and make comments. And remember, if you need to review questions, they can be found at rfcm.org. All right, we're continuing from last week. So our first question is question number 16. Who directed the musicians? How many were there? And how were they appointed?
I have 25, 6 through 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it says, all the men under the direction of their fathers as they made music at the house of the Lord, their responsibility included the playing of cymbals, harps, and lyres at the house of God. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman. Hold on, pages stuff. reported directly to the king. They and their families were all trained in making music before the Lord, and each of them, 288 in all, was an accomplished musician. The musicians were appointed to their terms of service by means of sacred lots, without regard to whether they were young or old, teacher or student. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Question number 17. Obed-Edom had around 50 sons and grandsons, and most were capable men. Is this true or false?
That's true. Go ahead, whoever that is. Go ahead.
I'll have to answer all the questions.
Anyway, I had true, and I had 26, 6 through 8.
And you say true?
Yes.
Right.
And I had 6
okay.
through 8. Okay.
All right, because you read it for us.
Oh, Obed-Edom's son, Shemaiah, had sons with great ability who earned positions of great authority in the clan. Their names were Othni, Raphael, Obed, Elzabeth, their relatives Elihu and Samakia, were also very capable men. All of these descendants of Obed-Edom, including their sons and grandsons, 52 of them in all, were very capable men, well qualified for their work.
So, would they
right.
make that question false?
Yes, ma'am.
What'd you say the answer is? You say false?
What he read is correct. But the question,
right.
the way it's written, is false.
Mm-hmm.
Because see,
it says
50 when the scripture says 62.
Yep. And I also put in there most. And the scripture says all. As you read through, they all were capable.
Yeah, because I had 26, 4 to 8. I guess I read a little bit more than he did.
Yeah, that's what I have, 4 to 8, mother.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Caught that, Lolo. All right. Number 18. What were the gate assignments?
I had chapter 26. 12 to 19.
Okay, go ahead.
The divisions of the gatekeepers were named for their family leaders, and like the other Levites, they served at the house of the Lord. They were assigned by families for guard duty at the various gates without regard to the age or the training, for it was all decided by means of sacred lots. The responsibility for the east gate went to Shelemiah and his group. The north gate was assigned to his son, Zechariah, a man of unusual wisdom. The south gate went to Obadiah and his sons. Excuse me, thank you. And his sons were put in charge of the storehouse. Hosea were assigned the west gate and the gateway leading up to the temple. Guard duties were divided evenly. 6 Levites were assigned each day to the east gate, 4 to the north gate, 4 to the south gate, and 2 pairs at the storehouse. 6 were assigned to each day in west gate, 4 to the gateway leading up to the temple, and the 2 to the courtyard. These were divisions of the gatekeepers from the clan of Korah and Merari. Did I get it right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Question number 19. How was the clan of Hebron validated, and what were they in charge of?
Hold on. Question number 19.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, hold on. Number, okay, I have 26, 31 through 32.
Say it back,
yes,
my
sir.
Brother.
Where we at? Okay. Also from the clan of Hebron came Jeriah, who was the leader of the Hebronites, according to the genealogical records. In the 40th year of David's reign, a search was made in the records, and capable men from the clan of Hebron was found at Jazer in the land of Gilead. There were 2,700 capable men among the relatives of Jeriah. King David sent them to the east side of the Jordan River and put them in charge of the tribes of Reuben and Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh. Hold on 1 second. 32, okay. And they see okay. And they were responsible for all matters related to God and to the king. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.
Okay. Question number 20. When was the commander of the 30 on duty?
That's 27-1. And it says, this is the list of 27-5 and 6.
That's correct.
27-5 and 6?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, the priest, was commander of the 3rd Division of 24,000 troops, which was on duty during the third month. This was the Benaiah who commanded David's elite military group known as the 30. His son, okay, Amizabad was his chief officer. So he was on duty, what, on the third month?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good deal.
Okay. All right. Number 21. The total number of the census was not recorded because it took too long and David stopped it. True or false?
That would be false, and it's 27, 23 through 24.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know why. I think it's the humidity. My page is sticking. Yeah. 23 through 24 reads as follows. When David took the census, he did not count those who were younger than 20 years of age because the Lord had promised to make the Israelites as numerous as the stars in the heavens. Joab, son of Zeruiah, began the census but never finished it because the anger of God fell on Israel. The total number was never recorded in King David's official record.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Question number 22. Who would have been considered the king's inner circle?
Okay, I'm going to take a stab at this. I have 27, verse 32 through 34.
That's it. And you are correct, sir.
Okay, that's cool. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a wise counselor to the king, a man of great insight, and a scribe. Jehiel, the Hatmonite, was responsible for teaching his king's sons. Okay. Ahithophel was the royal advisor. Hashiah, the Archite, was the king's friend. And Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, son of Benaiah, and by Abathar. The son of Benaiah and by Abathar. Joab was commander of the king's army. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. I don't understand why them parents gave those children them names, though.
Yes. That's why I try to jump in on the ones, Eric, that don't have many names.
She got a strategy.
And it's working too.
Right. All right. Number 23. Complete these verses.
28:4-7.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yet the Lord, the God of Israel, has chosen me from among all my father's family to be king over Israel forever. For he has chosen the tribe of Judah to rule, and from among the families of Judah he chose my father's family. And from among my father's sons, the Lord was pleased to make me king over all Israel. And from among my sons, from the Lord has given me many. He chose Solomon to succeed me on the throne of Israel and to rule over the Lord's kingdom. He said to me, your son Solomon will build my temple and its courtyards, for I have chosen him as my son, and I will be his father. And if he continues to obey the commands and regulations as he does now, I will make his kingdom last forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Okay. All right. We'll move on to question number 24. Did David sit down and come up with the plans for the temple on his own?
That was 28:11.
To 19. Then verses 11 to 19 says, then David gave Solomon the plans for the temple and its surroundings, including the entry room, the storeroom, the upstairs room, the inner room, and the inner sanctuary, which was the place of atonement. David also gave Solomon all the plans he had in mind for the courtyards of the Lord's temple, the outside room, the treasuries, and the rooms for the gifts dedicated to the Lord. The king also gave Solomon the instructions concerning the work of the various divisions of priests and Levites in the temple of the Lord. And he gave the specifications for the items in the temple that were to be used for worship. David gave instructions regarding how much gold and silver should be used to make the items needed for service. He told Solomon the amount of gold needed for the gold lampstand and lamp, and then the amount of silver for the silver lampstands and lamp, depending on how each would be used. He designated the amount of gold for the table on which the bread of the presence would be placed and the amount of silver for other tables. David also designated the amount of gold for the solid gold meat hooks used to handle these sacrificial meat and for the basins, the dishes, as well as the amount of silver for every dish. He designed the amount of refined gold for the altar of incense. Finally, he gave him a plan for the Lord's chariot. The gold cherubim, whose wings were stretched out over the ark of the Lord's covenant. Every part of this plan, David told Solomon, was given to me in writing from the hand of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay.
So the Lord told him to give him all those instructions.
Yes. Yep. And it was very detailed.
Right. So he didn't come up with it all by himself.
No.
Right.
Okay. Number 25. How did David continue to show his dedication to the Lord in the building of the temple?
That would be 29, 3 through 9.
25.
Anyway, here we follow. Okay. And now, because of my devotion to the temple of my God, giving all own private the gold and silver to help in construction. This is in addition to the building materials already collected wholly and donating more than 112 tons of gold from Ophir and 200 tons of silver used overlaying walls and buildings for the other gold silver work to be done by the craftsmen. Now, who will follow my example giving offerings to the Lord today? Family and the leaders of Israel, the generals and captains of the army, and the kings and administrative officers all gave willingly for the construction of the Holy Spirit. 188 tons of gold, 10,000 gold coins, 375 tons of silver, 670 tons of bronze, and 3,050 tons. They also contributed numerous precious stones, which were deposited in the treasury of the house of the Lord under the care of Jehiel, a descendant of course. People rejoice.
No, yeah, I'm sorry.
The people rejoice over the offering, and they have given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord, and King David was filled with joy. Gershon, one of most...
Gershon, I think that's...
Or is that the place?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, I'll wait.
No, go ahead.
I may have misread the question improperly, but it said, how did David continue to show his dedication to the Lord and the building of the temple? I had part of what he said, but I thought it would have started at 1, because when he assembled everybody, that was really him getting, he's telling how much he gave and what he gave, and then kind of pushed the offer on to the people that he assembled to assist. So he still, I thought, I could be wrong, he was continuing to show his dedication still, but not just what he gave, what other people will give too, what he can get other people to give for the dedication. To the Lord. So I had started with 1 because he gave a definition, I'm sorry, description of all the things he gave. I guess he was trying to get the people either follow suit with him or offer up what they had to offer. But that was it. I'm true. That was my thing. That's why I had started with 1. And that was my reason of starting with 1.
Okay.
But that don't mean I'm right, because I said it.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm asking Mackey. Where did you?
I started at 3 just because he started off for now because of my devotion.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so, you know, he turned to put the focus on himself then.
Right.
Okay.
So silly. All right. Question number 26. Complete these verses.
Okay.
29. Was there.
Go ahead.
Chapter 29, 10 to 15.
All right.
Yes.
Then David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Weather and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand, and at your discretion, people are made great and given strength. O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name, but who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. We are here for only a moment, visitors and strangers in the land as our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like the passing shadow, gone so soon without a trace. Amen.
All right, man.
You know, also, to go along with that question where it says, how did David continue to show his dedication to the Lord? If you read the footnote, 3 through 5, it said David gave from his personal fortune to the temple. He encouraged others to follow his example, and they willingly did. Both the tabernacle and the temple were built from the voluntary gifts of the people. Like David, we can acknowledge that we all have come from God. We may not have David's wealth, but we can develop his willingness to give. It is not what we have that counts with God, but it's our willingness to give it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
Amen. So true. Another story in the Bible where it wasn't how much she gave, but, you know, it was the fact that she gave all that she had. You know, it wasn't that she didn't give as much as other people. It means more when you give from the heart and you're giving what you have, not out of an abundance.
Right.
And it gave for the cause.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right. Okay.
And he knew that
29
was going
to make
it.
That 29
and
1 is nice, too. But go ahead.
29 and 1.
Go ahead,
read.
The footnote.
Okay, it says, it is possible to be obsessed with the church building to neglect of the real church, the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
But the opposite response, neglecting the church building, is also wrong. David makes this point when he says that the temple is for the Lord God himself. Although we should not avoid wasteful extravagance, we must remember that every church building can be visible witness for God. How can your church building be better used to tell the world about God? Amen?
Right. Amen.
Amen.
So So I'm thinking they, in essence, is, instead of how glamorous and how great this church may be, if you don't really have him in your heart, it really is, I'm thinking it like it really just another building of some sort. That's the way I perceive it.
Right.
But
good,
you know,
point,
I have to write the crayon.
That's okay, but you the one to make the box. Can't have a
watch
box.
Watch out there now. That's Dr. Welch.
But Dr. Okay. Reed, point that out to us, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dr. Reed. That was a good point.
Well.
Another part that I like to say, David made sure the parliament was going to be solid, you know, you know, like the next person in line of inheritance. He made sure that everything was in place for him for whenever he was, you know, going to leave this earth. And, you know, he gave me something like he said, in 2880, he was to be careful to do every one of God's commitments to ensure Israel's prosperity and continuation of David's descendants upon the throne. It was the king's solemn duty to study God's law. And the teaching of scripture is one of the keys to security, happiness, and justice. But you'll never discover them unless you search God's will. If we ignore God's will and neglect his teaching, anything we attempt to build, even if it has God's name on it, will be headed for collapse. So get to know God's commands through regular Bible study and find ways to apply them consistently. So he gave instructions, and then it was like he left an inheritance. And, you know, gave all those things to the temple to make sure that it was going to be a success. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Go, Sister Clyburn.
I think it's the same thing when we give our kids instructions and stuff, you know, and you want them to follow them to, you know, to the specification and, you know, so that they could be all right when you leave, you know, give them, you know, to carry on.
Yeah, it's important. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our final question for the evening, number 27. How long did David rule and who replaced him?
I'm all over that one.
Go ahead.
29, 26 to 28, I
had. Yeah, if it can't be nothing else, go
on here
with the best.
Watch out now. So David, son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. He reigned over Israel for 40 years, 7 of them in Hebron and 33 in Jerusalem. He died at a ripe old age, having enjoyed long life, wealth, and honor. Then his son, Solomon, ruled in his place. Amen?
Right.
Amen.
All right.
All
great
right.
Show, Dr. Mackey.
Well, thank you. That concludes First Chronicles. And I thank all of you for listening, and I thank those who participated, helping me get through this.
Good job, teacher.
Thank you. I enjoyed the class and the conversation. It's all helpful for me, and hopefully I know I'm sure it's helpful to others as well. You know, as we talk and bring up, you know, we answer a question, but then it generates other questions. Makes you think a little more. And I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Paso.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Y'all having fun?
Well,
yes, the excellent footnotes, excellent work. You know, that was a lot of stuff to get through. David was closing out. It was genealogical stuff. But I like the question about, did David figure this stuff out on his own? And how God through the Spirit, did the same thing he did with Moses, gave him all the instructions how he wanted everything set up, and he's doing that for David. And so when we say if the Lord give you the vision, he'll give you the provision, we know that God told David Solomon was going to build a temple. Well, that's the vision. And then all of this stuff that we was reading about that God actually first the leader gave, and, of course, the people followed. I mean, if you love God, you'll give to his work. You don't have to fight with people about giving who love God. That's not to say that people who don't give don't love God. It's just that there's a relationship maturity that has to happen. And when you get to know who God is and what he's doing in this world toward the saving of souls, well, you don't have a problem giving to that. But it really helps when you see the leader do it. And so David went all in. But what I love about it, and it was the same way with me, when the Lord did Running for Christ, he told me everything. I didn't have to guess or wonder how to do anything because he told me everything. And then all I had to do was be in position, and then the thing would just happen. Somehow he'd bring the right person, the right place, the right time, and all that together made it happen. So that's what he's doing for David. And what he wants us to know is that's what he'll do for us. You don't have to be building a church or be a pastor, but you're living a life, and you're trying to do something in that life. And the Lord wants to help you. He wants to give you a testimony. He wants to give you something to say to people who don't believe. And so these become opportunities when we pay attention to what God is doing in our life rather than just praying and praying and praying and praying and never hearing no answers. But we can see those answers. We asked God about this. He did that. We asked God about this. He did that. Pay attention to both ends. It helps you when you're witnessing. Just like it should have grabbed us, that question. Did David come up with all of these plans on his own? Nope, he was guided by the Holy Spirit. So we see the Holy Spirit was even active in the Old Testament. The other day we saw the name Satan. It was Satan who put it into the mind of David to count the people. That's why the second count didn't make it into the annals, because of the kind of count it was. But we see all the characters in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, and they're doing the exact same thing. Jesus didn't leave heaven, God the Son. When he showed up on earth, it was as the angel of the Lord. But it was the Holy Spirit who would come on all of those who, Moses, Abraham, all of them who ever worked for the Lord. They were empowered by the Spirit. But, of course, for us today, every one of us, not just the leader, but all of us have the Holy Spirit. So the Lord is still doing his work. David was only doing what God wanted done, and the Lord is still doing his work today. And he wants to use us like he used them. As we read about Asaph and all those folks who came together, now you know Asaph, a psalm of Asaph. When you read that in the Psalms now, you'll know this was the guy who the Lord appointed to deal with the praise and the worship in the church, the music. And they had lots of musical instruments. God put all of this together. He orchestrated it all, but everybody played their part. Even when, remember, Oholibama and Bezalel, when the Lord had put his spirit on them, and they were the ones who were making all them things that God was telling Moses he wanted for the Ark of the Covenant, for the tabernacle, and all of the pieces and parts they needed. He put his spirit on them, and their skills went through the roof. Now, these were just blue-collar skilled trade guys, but they were useful to God. So all of us, God is calling us to something, and the something he's calling us to, don't even worry about it, because Solomon, all he had to do was become king. He had the people who were going to do the work. He had all the materials that was needed. God will do the same things for us. All we have to do is his will. Now, he won't provide like that for our will, but he will provide like that for his will, but not ours. So when we get these things going in our head that we're asking God to make happen, make sure it has something to do with saving souls, teaching saved souls, helping people in or outside the body of Christ. Just those little three criteria right there will guide you through your Christian life. If it don't have nothing to do with saving souls, nothing to do with teaching saved souls, nothing to do with helping people in or outside the body of Christ, you might really want to scour the Bible to find out if what you're doing is from God at all. Because whatever he called you to, he'll produce. Running for Christ, we're a small church, but God has blessed us like a big church. So everything he told me he would do, he has done it, and more than I could even understand he would do at that time. And he's still doing things. I still look for him to do things. Right up until the day he comes and say, you ready to go? He'll be doing things. And so, you know, there you go. That's my sermon for tonight. I'm good.
Well, we got you, well.
And it makes no difference what part of life we're in, whether we're teenagers, adolescents. It makes no difference. We're all going somewhere. And okay, whatever age we are, we're progressing somewhere. And God okay knows, and he's involved with that. I mean, Daniel and them served in the kingdom as teenagers, in Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom as teenagers.
Yeah.
But it's because of the knowledge they had growing up that God was able to use them like he did as teenagers in that kingdom. They was running the kingdom, and they was teenagers. And it was just four of them. So we're all going somewhere, and he has a purpose and plan for all of us. No matter where we are, what stage of life we're in. So whatever it is we're facing, if it's the first grade going to the second grade, we have to get there. Third grade to the fourth, to the 12th, college, trade school, beauty school. We have to get there because your gift will make room for you. You know, your natural gifting, what it is you do naturally to make money, God, that will be where God wants to use you to affect people's lives.
All right.
Because let's face it, that's where you're at every day.
Okay.
I know we keep waiting on that big old day when we run across 50 unsaved people in the same place who are all ready to accept Jesus, but that's probably not going to happen. It's probably going to happen where you go every day. And your gift, your natural gifting, your job has given you a position to affect other people for Christ, for the kingdom. You know, save a soul, teach a saved soul, or help somebody in or outside the body of Christ show the love of God, right? Your
okay
job is a perfect place to do that. But most of us hate our jobs and hate the people we work with. Well, that kind of, since we go there and do that every day, well, where are we going to lead people to Christ? Where are we going to help people in Christ or help people, period? So we can't hate it. We have to recognize it's a part of God's plan for us, like Joseph. Like Joseph told his brothers, you meant it to me for evil, but God meant it for good. For what good? To save many lives as it is today. So all that stuff happened to Joseph to get him prepared to save many lives and to birth a nation or help a nation form. So, you know, big stuff. No matter where you are right now, don't pay attention to that, because I remember fussing at God about teaching me too much, and I preach once or twice a year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I was mad about that. And then all of a sudden jumped to 09 Blog Talk Radio. Now I'm preaching and teaching 7 to 9 times a week. So just get ready. Get yourself ready. He's getting you ready. Just be ready when he say launch.
Okay.
He calling you to something. This ain't for nothing, y'all. I'm telling you. I thought it was all just crazy. You teaching me and we got this relationship and I don't talk but twice a year. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then these days came. And I just thank God I got a whole lot of preaching help, a whole lot of teaching help. Other than that, I would be going at it every single class. And he had me doing it daily. So get ready. Because all this he putting in you, trust me, he's going to give you a place to give it all out. But he is so inexhaustible, you know, you'll never give it out. And plus, you could tell somebody something today, see him 10 minutes later, they forgot that conversation from earlier. Jesus used to talk to his disciples with them sermons in the wayside, right? But then when he would question them about what he said, they would say some of the craziest stuff, and he would say, "Are you yet so dull? Are you yet without understanding?" And I'm like, "Well, Jesus, you just talked to them 5 minutes ago." They're like, "Yeah, well, don't expect no more out of my people than what I could get." But see, I don't have to worry about that because he's the one doing the work, right? He's working on you. All I have to do is what churches do, is preach, teach, prepare you to live at home the life of God. Okay, that's my other sermon. I'm good.
Want me to pass the tray now?
Oh, yeah, got to take the tray. Got to pass the tray, the cup, the tray, the hand.
Well, we'll give you a hand.
All these deacons up in here, it's offering raising time.
Yeah.
Big shout out to y'all running for Christ. I mean, really, I got a report from the finance the other day, and it amazed me. Y'all haven't dropped the ball. You know, churches are going through it, but y'all haven't dropped the ball, not at all. Running for Christ is still on track. In fact, today we were able to send off a second round of checks Forgotten Harvest. Stimulus. We stimulating Forgotten Harvest and Salvation Army, and you know who we deal with, Crystal Sam all the time. But we were able to get another round out to them today. Because the work is still going on. It's still people who's hungry. It's still people homeless. It's still people, young people. You hear Crystal talking about those the youth who are exploited. Well, that's what got us into Covenant House, because that's what they deal with. Young folks who got into it at the house, couldn't stay there, got kicked out, was homeless. Covenant House pick them up and help get them, you know, back into life. And so we kind of covering the bases everywhere. But y'all haven't dropped the ball. You've been given, and I don't have to fuss about that and convict people about, you know. So I thank you for making that part of Running for Christ really easy. And now all we need to pray about is our reentry into the church. But like I say, the Lord worked with me yesterday or today, and he the reason I say yesterday or today is because hanging with him, sometimes you get into a timeless situation. I can't quite explain it to you, but you lose time, and it's just you're there. I don't know how to explain that, but anyway, it's a trip. But anyway, he was working with me. I thought we was just creating a business card, but what he was creating is what he's showing me is the future. And there are two futures, the one we're going into up until August and then the one from August going forward. He has set up Running for Christ Ministries the way he wants it until he tells me something later. So anyway, Good stuff. I'm excited about it. I just hope this COVID thing, I hope Rona don't be like, oh, yeah, I got me a new variant now from India. I'm finna jack me some people. Okay, I hope that don't happen and we go through another surge and then our plans are pushed back. Because I'm looking forward to getting back in the church at 10 o'clock. Can you imagine that? Not having to wake up at 7, but you can get there by 10. Yeah, but we church folk, Jesus said 10 o'clock, watch folks still be late. But anyway, church started at 10. Our classes, you know the classes, you know the stuff. I send it out by email. It'll be everywhere. Amen. So that's my other sermon. I'm through. Don't do churches. Open, close, open, till Jesus come back. Anyway. Okay, one more sermon. This Saturday, Elder Stevens will be preaching. And this Sunday, I will be preaching. And I think my sermon is New Bodies. You need a new body? We're going to tell you how to get one Sunday. Got to be here Sunday to find out about a new body. Get you a new body. Probably not Sunday, but you'll hear about it. Okay, Mac, man. Good job, Dr. Mackey. Appreciate it. Good questions. Good involvement. Good discussion. Got the word. And this is not, Chronicles is not an easy book to deal with. Okay, because when everybody's Shemaiah, Lechaiah, Bechaniah, you know, they're not easy to deal with. So good work, y'all, especially reading and having to pronounce them names or at least trying. I used to just say, that other Gaia, you know, because it just got out of hand. But anyway, hey, man, get you a good Bible reader and you'll be all right. All right, I got the time sign from the baby Holy Ghost. She's looking real violent standing over here, so I'm through for real this time. I'm through. Right. You're looking violent.
Well, thank you, Pastor.
You're looking real violent.
Well, right, Holly, what about you got Saturday?
Do I got who?
I mean, Saturday we got who?
Elder Joseph Stevens.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, there we go. All right.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Scripture and
all right,
prayer.
Thank you.
Elder
no,
Joseph
I was doing
Stephaniah. His name's Stephaniah.
Okay.
All right.
Stephaniah.
Okay, well.
All right. Well, again, I'd like to thank everybody. And I pray us out. Father God, we thank you again. We can't thank you enough for this platform you've given us. We thank you for this time as we dig into your word, Father. Thank you for all those that it has touched and all those that it will touch. And please let us to keep reading, Father God, and studying your word. Let it sit on our hearts and let us live it out. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All righty. Everybody have a good and wonderful night. And good job, Mackie. And I think, Kathy, you up next, right? Who's up next?
No, you got something in front of me.
Crystal.
To do.
Yeah. Crystal's up next. That's right. I knew it was one of them with the C. It's Crystal.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm
yeah, Crystal got second 1 through 12. Oh, you got Ezra. Kathy got Ezra. Okay, then.
Yeah.
God bless. We'll see Crystal next week. Get your notes together. Get ready because you know Crystal. Amen.
Right.
You're going to be on charge. All right. We'll see y'all later.
I've seen so many impossible stories become possible, you know. If we can do it, it can be done. And if you got God on your side, then there's nothing you can't do. What you waiting for?
Cause nothing is by chance. Give me the strength to understand the things you see that I can. Problems and I put it all in your strong man. Now I put my bets on you, cause nothing's by
chance. I started off in my apartment, me and T-Dot in the kitchen. I was working on the beats, he was working on the written. We just hope someone would listen. Got that test at 116 and ain't had nothing but a mission. Missed a couple months of rent, but whoa, we done came a long way now. It got me listening when I pray now. Came from country roads and riding on a train, and now we on that private plane, and I ain't flexing, I'm just saying why. Tell me what you waiting for. You ain't gotta sell them things no more. Went to Philly, told the city, free McMillie. If he ever need to talk, I hope he know I'm out and praying for.
Understand the things you see that I can. I took all my problems and I put it all in your hands. I know that it's your plan. If it was easy, no, I wouldn't be a strong man. Now I put my bets on you, cause nothing's by chance.
They was both born in the 80s. They got struggles, they got babies, but they all in, ain't no maybes. Seen them hustle from the bottom, getting to it on the daily. It's enough to drive you crazy, even in that new Mercedes, yeah. See them grinding till they shoes scuff. My shawty used to drive the school bus. Never act like she too good for it. Sleeping on the floor when they was shooting up the hood, bruh. No mama, what you waiting for? So that business gon' get it, girl. Don't let them tell you you can't do it. Brought you to it, bring you through it. You know God gon' help you do it, girl.
Cause nothing is by chance. Give me the strength to understand the things you see that I can. I took all my problems and I put it all in your hands. I know that it's your plan. If it was easy, no, I wouldn't be as strong a man. Now I put my bets on you, cause nothing's by chance.